The Trail East project moves ahead. It's high season for street repairs in the Twin Cities, and a recent kerfuffle about council member protocol raises some history questions. Joining us to talk about these and other issues is Normal City Manager Pam Reese. This is a fifth Tuesday of the month. Usually on Tuesdays, we have the mayors of Bloomington Normal on to talk about the council meetings and other issues. But without a Monday meeting, we're catching up with the city managers this week. Yesterday, we heard from Tim Gleason of Bloomington, and today, welcome Pam Reese.
Well, thank you, Charlie. It's good to be here.
In July of last year, a consultant gave Bloomington and Normal a study showing $40 to $50 million in multi-sport complex is a viable idea through a public-private partnership. Bloomington, Normal, and the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau split the cost of that $47,000 study. At the time, the study indicated there was a relatively narrow window of time to consider the study valid before conditions change enough to make it obsolete. I believe the window might have been a year and a half. We're coming up on that in a few more months. Early on, the town met with a potential developer. Nothing public ever came of that. Where does this idea stand now?
Well, you are correct. It was in the study, the consultant indicated that the data and the metrics and the evaluation was good for about an 18-month period. Beyond an 18-month period, then we should reevaluate those numbers and see what's changed. So we're at the 12-month mark. Where the concept stands, though, is it's been on the back burner for a while. There have been other priorities and other projects I think both municipalities have been focusing on. So now it's time to reintroduce the conversation. Tim Gleason, the city manager of Bloomington, and I are going to be talking with representatives of the Sports Commission through the Convention and Visitors Bureau soon and talking about what steps can we take to either move this to the front burner and get going again, or put this to rest. I'm confident that it is still a viable solution. Sports tourism is truly, it's a thing. And a lot of communities are relying on that. The question is whether or not the Bloomington Normal community can get a piece of that action. And I think we can, so we're gonna start conversations soon to bring it hopefully that will result in bringing it back to the front burner.
Is there still a potential private partner to this public-private partnership?
We haven't identified a specific private partner, but I do know through conversations with others that there is interest. And so I think that once we talk to the Sports Commission and talk to Mayor Coos and Mayor Renner to find out if they're ready to move this forward into a public conversation and see if we can find a private partner to come along, then I'm sure we can move forward.
So what's your timeline for Sports Commission and then coming back to council with a report that it's either a thumbs up or a meh or a thumbs down? You like my meh?
Yeah, exactly, the meh. I'm hopeful within 30 days we can know something. That might be a little optimistic, but let's say 30 to 45 days, hopefully we'll have some direction and some guidance on how we can move forward, if we want to move forward at all. And I'm still hopeful we can. I do think the Bloomington Normal community could take advantage of sports tourism. One other piece of the project, though, is identifying a location. And in the Bloomington Normal area, we think there's probably six or so viable locations where there might be 120-ish acres, you know, that might be readily available, that might have utility services and such. So that all will be part of the discussion.
Last week, Illinois State University trustees approved leasing space for a business incubator in the Trail East building on Uptown Circle when it is built. Update us on how the rest of that project is moving, would you?
Well, that was very exciting news. I'm thrilled to hear that the incubator will be part of the Trail East project. We will be talking at our biweekly meetings this week, later this week, with Bush Development. Bush, at this point, I think, is on a fall timeline. Every time, you know, it's a major $30 million plus project, and so construction timelines tend to not be what we hoped they would be. There's usually some hurdles along the way, but for right now, they're looking at a fall timeline for demolition and starting construction. Their original project, I think, was about 18-month construction. I don't recall the exact timeline. So the town will we don't want to be in a position to hold up their development, and so we will be planning to move forward with relocation of the mural, get that out of the way so that they can then demolish the properties and get going with construction and steel in the ground and such.
Well, you win. You were the first person to mention mural. I did have it on my mind. So where stands the settlement talks or the lawsuit issue?
Well, the lawsuit issue is still outstanding. At this point, I believe that the lawsuit will be delayed until any possible action in the spring. In the meantime, the town will move forward with relocation, and if something happens during the relocation, then we can determine if there's reason to move forward with any kind of legal action in the spring. So,
something happens?
Well, if it doesn't survive a relocation or something, if we're grossly negligent in relocating it, then I suppose there would be an ability to sue the town. But if we are successful in our plan to move forward and relocate the mural, then we get it out of the way, hopefully this fall, so that Bush Development can demolish the remaining buildings of 104, 106, and 108 East Beaufort. And once we relocate the mural, get it stabilized and secure, and if all goes well, there should be no basis for a lawsuit.
We're only about a month away from it being fall. Where are you going to put it?
Well, we are working out the final details of the location. So we expect that it's going to be located somewhere in Uptown. I can't identify the actual location quite yet.
When construction starts, how will the town handle traffic issues through there?
Well, we have survived lots and lots of construction in Uptown. The One Uptown Circle, the Uptown Station, Children's Discovery Museum started it all off. So there will be traffic interruptions and there will be inconveniences. We try to minimize the inconvenience as much as possible for the businesses in Uptown and certainly the visitors to Uptown. But at this point, my guess is most of the interruption will be on Constitution Boulevard and East Beaufort. And there might be occasions when perhaps a lane of College Avenue might be off limits, but we again will try to minimize that as much as possible. We work with the developers to have their construction staging that tries to reduce the inconvenience.
So will there be a limitation of traffic into and out of Uptown that would require assistance from the town and business disruption?
Well, I don't know that we've done anything like that in the past, other than, do you mean like financial assistance?
Yeah.
Or what?
So, for instance, I believe there was some business disruption help maybe 15 years ago when the entire area was torn up to replace the underground infrastructure in
right.
Uptown.
That involved tearing up most of the streets and a lot of dirt and holes. So, in this particular instance, I think there's alternative ways to get in and out of Uptown because of all the improvements we've made in the last 15 years. So I have not been, we have not had conversations in regard to that kind of interruption.
So how about Windy City Wieners, which is in one of the buildings that's scheduled to be torn down, and they're scheduled to be a tenant of the new food area in Trail East. Will they receive help in business disruption?
That is not from the town. We haven't discussed any arrangements with the town. I believe Windy City Wieners and Bush Development might be working out their final details on how and if their businesses interfered or interrupted. So that is between Bush and Windy City.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With us is Pam Reese, the city manager for the town of Normal. Across the circle from Trail East is Uptown One. Any word on a potential first floor tenant?
No.
That
saddens everyone. I don't have any
information.
Yes. I wish there was. Occasionally I have conversations with the developer, and I know that they continue to be active in securing a tenant. But frankly, I think once the Trail East project across the circle from them gets going, they truly believe that that will be yet another catalyst for interest in their space. So,
Does their failure to find and provide a tenant so far put them in danger of being in violation of their development agreement?
I don't believe so. I think the development agreement, that's certainly a legal issue, but it's my understanding that the development agreement identified preferred tenants and preferred timelines, but not guarantees.
While we're on Uptown, how about the potential underpass to connect Uptown and Uptown South? There's been a request for federal funds in the hopper for some time. As we saw with the money for Uptown Station, it can take years before a good project can get grant approval. Any movement from the feds?
Well, about a week or so ago, we submitted a build grant to the Department of Transportation and in the latest round of grants. And so we're very hopeful. We hope to hear something by October. And this is yet another application to the Department of Transportation for funding to support an underpass construction, which we've always believed would be a catalyst for economic development on the south side of the tracks. It will also improve convenience and safety, and also in terms of rail passengers, make it much more accessible to get from the north side of the tracks to the south side if you're trying to catch an Amtrak train. So we've submitted our grant application. We're hopeful that it will be successful. We are feeling very optimistic because our last grant application, we received very positive, although it was not funded, we did receive very positive feedback. And so by making some tweaks to our application, we're hopeful that this go around we'll hear positive news.
What did you have to tweak?
We tweaked some language in our application relative to the more detail of a cost-benefit analysis. And also wanted to continue to tweak some of the language and verbiage that we included regarding the positive impacts of the project.
So how much did you ask the feds for, and how much would the local match be as well?
We believe the project total project cost will be $22 to $24 million. We've asked for $16 million through this build grant program.
So $16 million, and then perhaps $10 million.
$6 to $8 million.
$6 to $8 million
would be a local match, but also of that local match, that would incorporate funds from the Illinois Department of Transportation as well. So not necessarily all from the town of Normal.
So how much have you identified from IDOT as potential funding?
You know, I'm not. I don't want to give you the wrong number. So I was thinking it was between $1 and $2 million, perhaps.
Ish.
Yes, okay. Ish. Exactly. I don't have that sheet right in front of me, and I don't want to specifically identify a number.
Well, a $4 or $5 million local contribution, then, is roughly what we're talking about.
That is true.
Okay. So if that money is available, IDOT plus federal money, will there be council support for that connection between Uptown and Uptown South? The council makeup has changed since this project first came on the scene.
That is true. That's accurate. The council identified this as a priority project for staff for this fiscal year 1920. So that has been our focus. We continue to move forward with that. If council changes their mind, certainly we will adapt, but that would be something that I would rely on Mayor Coos to lead that to facilitate that conversation in terms of, if the federal government thinks this is a project worth funding, is this still something the town will commit to? And I'm hopeful. We've put a lot of time and energy into it, and I do think there's very positive impacts that it could have.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Our guest today is Pam Reese, the Normal City Manager. We're talking about all things Normal. A recent kerfuffle over a meeting between Council Member Stan Nord and Bloomington Fire Chief Brian Moore resulted in a letter from Mayor Chris Coos to Bloomington and Normal leaders clarifying town positions on a couple of issues. WGLT obtained a copy of that message disavowing Nord's approach to asking about consolidating fire departments and his arguable recruitment efforts of a business to take over the town's space on the second floor of Uptown. Mayor Coos said he sent the message to avoid further rumors caused by Nord's action. Nord said he was having personal meetings and intended no rumors. Part of what Stan Nord told WGLT is that his approach to the Bloomington fire chief was intended as self-education, and the history of intercity governmental cooperation is, I suppose, worth going into as an exercise in public education. There used to be talks between Bloomington and Normal about a joint east side fire station. So why did those come to naught, and how did that situation affect what Councilmember Nord was asking the Bloomington fire chief about combining the two fire departments?
Well, that's a lot of inquiry there, Charlie.
So let's talk about the climate about the East Side Fire Station that mm-hmm. came to naught. What were the factors that resulted in not going forward with that idea?
Well, a couple of years ago, City Manager Mark Peterson at the time shared information with Bloomington former City Manager David Hales regarding what we thought the town could do in terms of constructing a fire station that could serve both Normal and Bloomington. You might recall back in 2014, we went to the Normal City Council and got direction to best serve the east side of Normal. We decided to relocate and relocate our three existing fire stations to better serve our community because we're adequately staffed and have appropriate equipment to do that. And so we talked to Bloomington and gave Bloomington some information and a proposal about building, if Normal built a second fire station on the east side, what it would take to staff it accordingly and serve the northeast part of Bloomington. David Hales had determined, I don't know who he spoke with or how he made that determination, but the response we received was that it was not something that Bloomington felt was going to work for them. And I shared that same report with Mr. Gleason, Tim Gleason, when he began his role with the City of Bloomington, just to keep him in the loop, and had indicated that if Bloomington was interested in Normal planning to serve that part of Bloomington as first responders, then we would need an answer pretty quickly because we were looking at acquiring land elsewhere to accommodate a fire station.
Which you've now done.
Which we have done. And I would say Normal and Bloomington, we get along very well. Things are going along very well between Bloomington administration and all of our departments and the town of Normal as well. But we have different departments. And so Tim also saw the report. I think he probably, my guess is, communicated with his fire chief to see how that would impact their fire operations, and determined again that it probably was not something that was in Bloomington's best interest to pursue at the time. So we moved forward, town staff moved forward in recommending property acquisition to best serve town residents.
So it's already actually been revisited since you took the job as city manager and since Tim Gleason took the job as city manager.
That is true. And so I can't comment on Mr. Nord's communication with Bloomington staff. I can certainly indicate that in the spirit of how the town and the city are communicating, getting along, I have very open dialogue with Mr. Gleason almost all the time. And I think Mayor Coos and Mayor Renner do as well. So it's a little bit awkward for an elected official one city to contact a department head or a staff member of another and try to, because the staff member doesn't know what hat they're wearing. And, you know, is the call coming from a citizen or an elected official? And so just to maybe keep the communications clear, I think Mayor Coos was trying to indicate that policymaker to policymaker and city manager to city manager, it might make things less awkward
to go through that sort of structure and channels. This is Sound Ideas, and we're at 89.1 and WGLT.org. It's high season for street repairs after a really bad winter. Are you finding more damage than you thought? Are you having to adjust your repair structure? And when can we expect to be able to get around without jostling our car suspensions with the pavement that's been scraped off prior to it being repaved, as well as the potholes that are still in progress?
Well, thank you for noticing all the street construction we have going on. It is probably a time of year where I can't imagine people speeding that much because there's a lot of road projects going on that are slow, that's causing traffic to slow down. I can't say that our street projects have increased due to the terrible winter weather we had, but I can tell you that we are spending a lot of time and energy and resources on our roads, and I think that's good. I think that's a sign that we're investing in improving our roads. We also have our public works crews spending quite a bit of time doing some patching of roads. We've got a combination of major street improvement projects and resurfacing that are contracted out, and those projects continue to move forward. Right now, we're doing a lot of roads around the campus area and expect to be done before the students move in so that we should get out of the way.
You have 2 weeks.
Exactly. I know. The contractor's aware of that. But we also have public works crews that were doing areas, for example, Rab Road, west of Linden. They had that shut down for a few days, so our crews were doing improvements and crack sealing in-house. And that does extend the life of our roadway. So we're doing a combination of things. But I can tell you that we're never going to be done. If no matter what the dollar amount available, we would spend it on increasing our roads. So it's nice to make headway, but there will always be a list of roads that will need our attention, and we will continue to focus on that.
Most cities in Illinois are now looking ahead to the start of the new year and the legalization of cannabis. Everybody's going to have to pass their own ordinance. Where are you in developing an ordinance for Normal?
We are in the early stages of addressing that issue. We have received some information from the Illinois Municipal League, who has prepared some model ordinances. They've gathered information, and they're a great resource for us. So we are going to have some dialogue with our elected officials and city council members soon to talk about what is of interest to them. At this point, I can envision that an ordinance that town staff will prepare and present to the city council for consideration will include more zoning type of information in regard to an adult use of cannabis business sales. Where should that be located? And my guess is right now the attention is more along the lines of some sort of regulation comparable to alcohol sales, limiting the distance from a school and churches and such. So we'll probably have similar kind of restrictions like we see in our alcohol sales ordinance. But we are in the early stages of putting together an ordinance of where that business should be located, and as well as where can adult recreational use of cannabis occur. And we would limit in public places.
So the current dispensary could be a place to buy legally when the law changes as well.
That is true.
Does that violate any of the spacing issues from schools or churches or anything?
I don't believe so.
It's in Far North Normal, so it's not likely to, but you never know.
I think we've already accommodated a similar kind of restriction in terms of the medical sales. So we will look at that. We want to be comprehensive. And so I don't think the ordinance is going to be overly complex that we put together, but there are some municipalities that have taken a position of prohibiting sales altogether. And I don't know if that's where our city council wants to go. I believe that we probably won't take that approach. I think we'll be more of the regulatory in regard to an appropriate location and time. And then we can also regulate like other business restrictions, time of day, just location and time of sales.
So when will that come to the council?
I would suspect that we will have something early fall, perhaps September. The cannabis sales, I think, is going to affect in January of 2020. So that's right around the corner.
So about a month.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That'll heat up. Pam Reese is the city manager for the town of Normal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This update.
This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.